And there's already a gang of people asking to go. And anybody wants to go, can go. I mean, they'll put you up, but I don't know how you're going to get there. We'll just pray God will make some rich person buy us a van. And but anyway, January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we're going down to Brother Brandon Bruce's church for a youth rally. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, because we'll have our Watch Night service here Tuesday night. Go Wednesday morning, if it's the Lord's will. So, thought I'd mention that. Anyway, all right, this boy comes on our buses. I'm going to sing that song, man. It tore me up this morning. Y'all pray for him while he does. That part where it said, I'm his and he is mine. Amen. You can't beat that, brother. I'm his and he is mine. It's like when you're married to somebody. They're yours, you're theirs. That's the way we are with the Lord. We're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Well, I thought we had a special guest here tonight that was going to send everybody back to school. I believe one of your fellow students is here tonight. I don't know where he's at. I thought he's sitting over here somewhere. Where's he at? There he is. Here he is. Come right out here. He'll be starting school this week. Amen. We know him from Bible school. Hey. This mic's over here, brother. Hey, this one and that one. I'm pretty good. How are you? Uh-oh. Hold it. Easy. Nope. You're not allowed to eat in church. Silly Billy's here. Come on up here, Silly Billy. No, we're not watching a movie. He brought his popcorn to watch a movie tonight. Come on. Hey, go up here, boy. Come on up there, Silly Billy. No. We need a piano player. Where's my piano player? Has anybody seen her? Okay. All right. No. Look here. I got on the wrong color. I cannot. He has on. No, I don't like it. Silly Billy, look what's on his back. You have backslid since Bible school.
Is that bad?
Boys and girls, turn around here and let them see your shirt. Is that bad, boys and girls?
Yeah.
Why? Does anybody know why that's bad? That's right. You fixing to find out. Silly Billy, ACDC, that is not good. You see that satanic lightning bolt? Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And that's why all those rock singers have that. It's not a regular S. It's a satanic lightning bolt. I'm really embarrassed for you, brother. I didn't know you was going to wire that in here tonight.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I won't do it no more. Next time I wear a good shirt Jesus.
You just got... This is totally unrehearsed, y'all. We didn't know. You didn't know. You just got right with God at Bible school the other day. Tell them what your name is.
I know, but I'm backslidden. I'm 5.
Okay, he's 5. Now, how old are you?
My name's Billy.
Okay, his name is Billy, and he's 5. What grade are you going to be in?
I'm going to be in kindergarten.
Cool. Man.
What's your name?
My name's Brother Danny.
How old are you?
I am 20. Shut up.
Wednesday.
Always a smart aleck, never grew. All right. No, thank you. No, we're not going to watch a movie. We're not here to watch a movie tonight. We're here to see a video presentation. There's a big difference. You didn't bring that dog, did you? You didn't bring that dog.
No, he got to school tomorrow. He went to Walmart, got some school supplies.
Okay. Good. He brought a dog in here the other night at Bible school. Listen, some of y'all missed Bible school. We can sing a Bible school song, can't we? Let's sing our Bible school song. Come and join our Bible school. Ready? Bible school's over, but we're going to come and join our Bible school. Here we go. Ready? Oh, come and join our Bible school. Come on!
Won't you come along? We'll tell good stories and sing sweet songs. Oh, won't you come along?
La 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 la!
That's good. All right, let's do our other one. See if Silly Billy can sing it. Bible school sure is fun. Ready?
Bible school sure is fun. There's a place for everyone. Fill the place up, way up to the door.
Then go out
and get some more.
Preacher says,
be late.
If you are, we just can't wait. Fill the place up,
way up to the door.
Then go out
and get some more.
Well, Silly Billy. No, thank you. He's that stuff stinks, man.
Good.
Don't work in the world. You know what? Silly Billy goes to kindergarten tomorrow, and some of the kids think he's the teacher. They grow up and give him an apple when he gets there. But he's a little big for his age. But you're not supposed to make fun of people. You know what my mom said? If you make fun of people, you know what'll happen? Your kids will turn out like that. So if you don't want your kids to turn out like that, now, Silly Billy, you get that shirt off. Okay. No, not right now.
You know what I'm going to tell them more when
what?
I go to school, Brother Dean?
What?
I'm going to tell somebody Jesus loves them.
There you go. Ain't that better? That's better, ain't it? All right. You get on out of here. You get back here and sit down in your seat. And let's give Silly Billy a big hand for being here tonight. Amen. Amen. Okay, that's good. All right, y'all come on, Brother Jason. Amen. Man, I'm glad Silly Billy was here tonight. All right. Amen. All right, bye, Silly Billy. Now, you're not supposed to have foolishness like that in church. So let's put these girls singing in here tonight. That'd be a blessing. Amen. How'd you get here? She's from Alabama, too. Y'all get any sleep last night? That's what you get.
Under the blood, oh, praise your dear name, the love that I used to be mine.
they're selling down now. I want to find out who all here going to school tomorrow. Would you stand up, please? You're going to school tomorrow. Would you stand up? I want you to look at that. I have no idea how many that is. That's a mob. I know that. All right. Stay standing there just for a second. Wiggle your toes. Everybody wiggle your toes. Because you can't get up after I say sit down. You can't get up no more. You don't need no water. You don't need to go to the bathroom. It's not going to be long. You get to go, okay? All right. You can be seated. Now, here's what I want to do tonight. If you want the full version of this sermon, I've got a bunch of new stuff here I'm going to show you tonight. But if you want the full version of all of this, some of you know it on the not too late video. And we'll have you some back there tonight. I don't know if we got some. Can have some after the service tonight. If you've not seen the It's Not Too Late video where I use the video from Columbine High School and all of that. I'm going to show about 5 minutes of that tonight and then show you some other stuff that's going on. Let's open our Bible to the book of Revelation chapter 13. And I want you to look at some scripture here with me this evening. Here in the book of Revelation. I'm going to be on this black mic cord, brother. Tonight, I want to show you something here. If you open your Bible to the book of Revelation chapter 13. And give me up just a little bit on this one, brother, for a minute. And watch me. The book of Revelation divided into three parts. Chapters 1, 2, and 3. Chapters 4, 1 through chapter 19, 11. Chapter 19, 12 to the rest of the book. The first part of the book of Revelation, it says church, 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 like 20 times. There's seven letters to seven churches. Those seven churches represent certain times in church history, from the time Jesus was here to the time of the rapture coming next on God's calendar. If you want to know where you're at in the book of Revelation, you're in the last verse of chapter 3. That's where we're at, the last verse of chapter 3. Chapter 4, verse 1, the trumpet sounds, and it said this voice comes from heaven and says, come up hither. John is a picture of the church, and he's raptured out. So everything that happens between chapter 4, verse 1, and chapter 19, verse 11, is during the tribulation. Like if you had from them rocks right there to here, would be the church age. And that'd be 1000 A.D. right here, and that'd be 1500 A.D. right here, and that'd be 1600, 1700, 1800, 1900, the year 2000 right here, where we're at now. Then you have the rapture sometime in the very near future. We don't know. It might be in 5 minutes. It might be in 5 months. It might be 5 years. But we know we've got to be close to the coming of the Lord. All Bible teachers agree on that. There is nothing left to be fulfilled that would prevent the rapture of the church from happening. Then you got the tribulation. That's what we're going to be talking about in this scripture. Everything from chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 19, verse 11. In chapter 19, verse 11, the Lord comes back. We come back with Him. He sets up His kingdom for 1,000 years, and then it's eternity, again, forever and ever 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 and ever, and we'll be the Lord. Now, right here in chapter 13, watch out for them 13s. The number 13 is a bad number. The number 13 represents rebellion all the way through the Bible. 85% of the 13s in the Bible are connected with something bad. If you got a barrel of apples right here and there's 100 of them and 85 of them is rotten, you'd say that's a bad barrel of apples. And 5%, 10% are neutral and 5 are good. So you'd have 5 out of 100 that are good. Now, in the book of Revelation chapter 13, you'll look at verse 1. This is the Antichrist. He said, I saw the sand of the sea. The sea would represent people. A beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. That would be a picture of the Antichrist. We won't take time to go into all that tonight, but he makes an image. And you'll look at verse number 13. This is Revelation 13, 13. He doeth great wonders so that he make fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. Just because somebody can work a miracle don't mean they're of God. The devil can work miracles. You don't forget, the devil is second in power to God. He is the second most powerful being in the universe. So he works miracles. And then it said in verse 14, he deceives them that had on the earth by means of the miracles which he had to do in the sight of the beast, saying they should worship the image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. He's going to get hurt in the face. The Antichrist will be hit in the head or shot like President Kennedy was. And the third day, probably, I don't know this, probably will rise from the dead to counterfeit the resurrection of Christ. So if Christ was God in the flesh, the Antichrist will be the devil in the flesh. The spirit of Judas is going to come out of that pit, possess his body, he'll possess supernatural powers, and he'll cause the whole world to worship him. Now that's where we're headed tonight, and that's what I want to show you. Look at verse number 16. He causeth all, boys and girls, small and great, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, right there you are in the Bible, small and great, rich and poor, that gets us all, bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Now, it's all over the world tonight. They are talking all the time on the news about chipping your pets, chipping your kids, putting a computer chip inside your skin, putting it right there in your skin, and they can put a computer chip inside your skin, and you can't buy or sell unless you got that mark. Now, that sounds like a great idea. If I didn't know that was in the Bible, I'd think, man, that's the handiest thing ever. You can't get robbed. You don't have to worry about leaving your wallet somewhere. You don't have to worry about somebody. All you got to do is go to the grocery store, put your hand out, they scan it, take out your grocery money, and you're done. It can stop drug deals. It can stop prostitution. It can stop all kind of illegal handling of money. Sounds like a great thing, don't it? But look here what it said. It said you can't buy or sell unless you got the mark in your right hand or in your forehead. Notice the Bible says in your hand. Long time ago, preachers used to get up and preach, and they'd say, boy, the devil's going to put that mark on your hand. And people didn't understand how that was going to work. But it said, in your hand. In your hand. That's underneath the skin. That's a computer chip, no doubt. Now look at Revelation 13, 18. And 18 is 3 times 6. Verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, the number of the mark of the beast. His number is 666. Man's number. Now tonight, I'm going to show you how close we are to that taking place. I believe that the devil, the chief conspirator, is getting these generation kids ready to accept the Antichrist. You kids are living in a different day. Y'all are living in a different time than we did when we was growing up. Years ago, I remember old Ed McAbee up there at the Nebo Camp meeting preaching when I first got saved and I was a teenager. He said, perilous times are coming. You don't say that no more. You say perilous times are here. We don't preach anymore. The last days are coming. The last days, ladies and gentlemen, are here. We're in those days. You kids are in a generation like the world has never seen before, ever. There's never been a time. Last Sunday morning, I preached on the generation that don't look up. Every kid you see, every adult, I go to the airport and everybody's sitting there like this, on a phone or on an iPod or an iPad or something, and they're looking down like this continually. We are in the generation that don't look up. And so tonight, I'm going to talk about that for a little while. And I'm going to talk about some things that I believe will be a help to you if you'll pay very close attention. The first 5 minutes of this will be a recap of what I had in the Not Too Late video. Then we're going to show you the latest stuff that's going on right now, and I'm just going to scratch the surface. So in just a minute, one of you guys get the lights for me back there, please. And I'm going to show you here tonight how you know that you're going to see the 666 sign. You're going to see this right here. You know what that right there is? That's a pyramid. You look on the back of your dollar bill, and it's got that pyramid. It's a sign of the Illuminati, a satanic symbol. The Illuminati means illuminate, like that light, lumen, light. Started back in the late 1700s. And these people, behind the scenes, are controlling gas prices, wars, who goes to war, when, running the show behind the scenes. Now look, I'm a pastor of church. I know somebody's making decisions. People say, well, I've seen on the news gas is going up. There's somebody sitting in a desk somewhere making decisions like that. Somebody's calling the shots, people. You don't just everybody wake up and gas goes up one day. The world is being controlled by a group of people, and this group of people is getting us ready for the Antichrist. Now let's look at it tonight. You'll see that sign a whole bunch. On the back of your dollar bill, it's got a pyramid. And it's got the capstone missing, and it's got this one eye in it. The Antichrist is pictured in Zechariah chapter 11 as having a bad right eye. You don't believe we're getting ready for the Antichrist? Let me show you something. The one eye, the all-seeing eye, is Satan ready to take over the world. Go ahead and get them for me, Ron, if you will, please. And we'll make sure we got some sound here. And I want to show you something. Just get them all. Amen. Watch this tonight. You want to see some all-seeing eye stuff? Check this out tonight. Watch this tonight. And we'll make sure we got a volume on the black mic, Brother Mike. That's our president saying that we're going to get a new world order. You think that's just an accident that keeps popping up over and over and over again? These people don't even know each other. There's the all-seeing eye. Watch this. You see that darkened right eye of a lady doo-doo here? You see that? Just that dark eye and then that 666 sign. This is that sign of 666 right here. That don't mean three-pointer, brother. There's an old something way back before they even had three-point shots. And we're living in a time, boys and girls, when the devil is working things out to get you ready to receive the mark of the beast and worship the devil. Now I tell you what you better do. You better get saved, and you better sit with your feet untangled, and you better be right with God, because Jesus could come just any minute. It didn't used to be like this. Let's watch this for a minute. Look at the dark right eye. The no right eye. The dark right eye. The covered right eye. The dark right eye with the 666 sign. The dark right eye. The dark right eye. You think that's an accident? Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne puts a cross with the alien eyes in his right eye. There's that all-seeing eye on the dollar bill. It's a picture. Make sure my volume's on the black one. Look at here. Look at here tonight. Look at that girl. Darkening that right eye. Rihanna darkening the right eye. They don't even know why they're doing it. These poor people so dumb, they don't even realize what they're doing a lot of times. Destiny's Child, Jasmine, they give you the pyramid sign with the right eye darkened. Lisa, left eye Lopez with a dark eye open. And there's the eye of Horus. You can check that out on YouTube. Google it, whatever you want to do. Jay-Z is giving you the sign. There's the Masonic light sign of the Grand Pyramid. The pyramid sign, the dark right eye, left eye Lopez, the pyramid sign. Listen to this. I want you to listen to this song here tonight. It said, your house, your car, your clothes, your blue jeans, your tennis shoes. And the song says, we want your soul.
We want your soul.
Ain't that something?
We want your soul.
They're telling the truth. That's their desire.
Your soul.
We want your soul.
We want your soul.
And that's what the music industry's after. They'll look to your soul, boys and girls. It don't matter where you go when you die. Michael Jackson gives the sign there. That's Anton LaVey. See that sign right there? That the cheerleaders do at the ball game. I can show you on a satanic album that sign says three fingers down to deny the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the two fingers up to represent the horns of Satan. That's what that sign means. You want to see it just for a minute tonight? Watch this. We want your soul. They want your soul. We want your soul. The Beatles doing that way back in the 60s, man. That's where all this mess started to begin with. Now look at that. Look at the one-eyed monster there. The dollar bill. That's on the back of your dollar bill. You know the Lord said, what money? You know what the Lord said about money? He said the love of money is the root of all evil. And that's where that eye, all-seeing eye of Satan come from. There's that little old girl, Willa Smith. Little Smith girl. Bible said he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead. And no man might buy or sell, say he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. That day's coming, boys and girls. This is Beyonce, and in her video, she's levitating. I'm going to show you how what the Bible says in the last days, people will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Did you know people are being demon possessed now more than ever? And somebody told me not long ago, they came to me one time, they said, Brother Danny, do you really believe people can be demon possessed now? And I said, absolutely. They was in the Bible, and there's nowhere in the Bible where it ever says those demons died. They went down in there, they come out of those pigs, and they got in people. They're all over the world tonight, and you'll see it's levitation. In a satanic ritual, you levitate. Sasha Fierce is Beyonce's alter ego. Beyonce says, I'm a shy person. She says, I can't even get up in front of a group of people and perform. I'm too shy. But Sasha Fierce takes over her alter ego. That's the world's definition. That's a psychiatrist's definition of demon possession. It's not an alter ego, ladies and gentlemen. It's a devil that takes over her. Just like the Holy Ghost can get a hold of a preacher and use it, the devil can get a hold of an entertainer and use them. Watch this. Look at that. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Watch the dove. What's that white dove? You see that? That's a picture of the Holy Spirit leaving. When Jesus was baptized, the dove came down. When Sasha Fierce comes in Beyonce, the dove leaves. A picture of the Holy Spirit. But look here tonight. Look at the 666 sign. Most of them don't even realize what they're doing, and I don't have to have time to go into it. There's Nicki Minaj on national TV at the Grammy Awards, levitating again by the power of the devil. You don't do that by God. Now, of course, that's fake, but the implication is it's an alter ego Roman being cast out of her. And in the Not Too Late video, I go into all of that, and you can actually hear Roman talking through her and her growling like an animal as she talks. See that? They're playing with your crack the world. There she is. An industry paving the way for the Antichrist and the 666 sign. We're almost there, boys and girls. We're almost ready for Jesus to come back. He could come back before I get through preaching tonight. He could come back before I say the last amen this evening. We see it over and over and over. You say, well, preacher, that's scary. Yes, it is scary if you're not saved. If you are saved, you ought to shout. Look at that right there. A one-eyed demon shooting Jesus like through a bow and arrow with his right eye out. That's a picture of the Antichrist. Now, who draws that stuff? Who comes up with that stuff? Whoever draws these cartoons and whoever's behind that music and who's ever in there hates the cross of Calvary and Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something, boys and girls, tonight. The devil hates the cross. The devil hates the cross. The devil hates Jesus. That's why Madonna wears an upside down cross around her neck. That's why they wear them. You know, they hate the cross. You know why? Because that old rugged cross, Jesus died on it and paid the price for my sin so I wouldn't have to burn in hell when I die. Thank God for the cross. I believe in the cross, and I'm going to stay with the cross tonight. Say amen. Look at that. Isn't that awful? What is God? He's your imagination. Look at that. They got a goat crucified on a cross on a rock album with a bad right eye. A goat crucified on a cross with a prostitute in front of him with a bad right eye. Going to build you a world of lies. His t-shirt says, "You, you hear us? Death to Jesus." That's what they wear at the concerts. You know how you know you got the right religion? Because you never see one of them that says death to Muhammad or the Koran or Muslim or Buddha or never, ever, ever, ever. It's always Jesus. Hadn't you noticed it's always Jesus that they don't like? Hadn't you noticed it's always the Bible they don't like? Man, I'm telling you, that makes me want to run out there in the highway and shout, brother. That makes me want to run out there and flag people down on the interstate and say, "Glory to God, we got the best thing in the world. We're heaven bound with a hammer down. I don't deserve it. All y'all in here that know me, you know I don't deserve to go to heaven. I ought to be in hell tonight. But thank God, bless His holy name. I'm glad I'm saved through the blood." And that's why they hate Jesus. You do know there are people in this world, I'm sure tonight, that would cut my head off for what I'm saying tonight. They'd cut my head off for right now what I'm doing. And it might happen before it's over with. But I'm going to do, by the help of the Lord, I'm going to say, "Make sure you get it good right there, guys, because I'm going to have a new one before my toes quit wiggling. I'm going to be out there with the Lord, and He's got me in His hands, and He can protect me, and He can protect you as you go to school tomorrow. Don't you be ashamed to go in there and say, 'I belong to Jesus.' Don't you be ashamed to say, 'I'm a child of God.' Don't you be ashamed to take a Bible. We ought to be proud that we belong to Him." Amen. Look at this tonight. How do you like that? Satanic symbols. 98% of Hollywood is controlled by the Illuminati and have major entertainers, including athletes. The street workers, the Illuminati, promise entertainers great riches if they join. You teach them to get richer. And them boys don't even know what they're doing. Them poor boys, Saddam, they don't even realize what they're doing. Hear that? Sad. The devil says, "I'll make you rich if you'll serve me." The devil says, "I'll make you a lot of money. I'll give you drugs. I'll give you fame. I'll give you fortune. I'll give you power." Look how they compare LeBron James to Jesus Christ. Call him King James. That ain't right, brother. The Lord said, "I will not give my glory to another." It's a universal sign. Now, I want you to watch this tonight. Watch this. There it is. Now watch this ritual right here. Look at this. Pyramid 666. And the game ain't even started. They belong to a group that will say, "We'll make you richer. You can get power if you'll do this. You can jump higher, score more points, whatever." But the satanic power behind it all. Watch this tonight, young people. What you're getting ready to see here is a cartoon called Gravity Falls. You hear that reaction, mamas and daddies, when I said that word? What's the satanic implications in this cartoon? See the Grand Masonic Lodge guy here running the show? Every time I preach somewhere, I say this, and people get mad, and people get up and walk out and everything. But a Christian has no business belonging to the Masonic Lodge. I mean, you and believe people hate me for saying that. But the Bible said, Jesus said, "In secret have I done nothing." You don't need to belong to something where you got to keep secrets. Why would a Christian belong to an organization where you have to keep secrets? Listen, brother, if you have to keep something secret, something's wrong. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. I was getting worried about you there.
Amen. Look at this. All see an eye. Look at this weird place. See his dark right eye? Watch this. Watch the all seeing eye in the pyramid pop up all the way through it.
The real mystery was why anyone came. And guess you had to work there.
No refunds. You can't ever get out. The all seeing eye. Look at his dark right eye. Look at the book they have to read. Floating eyeballs, they're watching you. The pyramid. The all seeing eye. Trust no one. Watch this. Look at the pyramid.
Known for their pale skin and bad attitudes, these creatures are often mistaken for teenagers. Beware, gravity falls is nefarious.
The undead. Isn't it amazing how that every movie they put out now has zombies, vampires? Did you know? Let me take just a second here and explain to you what's going on. Some of you kids grew up and you just think, Twilight and Twilight 2 and the saga continues, and then you think, oh, it's so romantic. Oh, it's so romantic. You don't even realize what you're being taught. Do you realize that the guy in Twilight is not a normal human being? He's like a vampire, like a half monster, half human being. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 that in the days of Noah, before the flood, it was the very same way. Sons of God, daughters of men, there were creatures that were not completely human. You know why these zombies come out, you know, and I walk like that? The undead, they're getting you ready for what's going to happen during the tribulation. And there are things going to be walking around down here on this earth that are not part human and part demon. And they might be already. I don't know that they are, but I know they will be. And I'm going to tell you tonight, brother, this zombie, you don't want to get pregnant by a zombie? Are you crazy? You lost your mind? Listen, brother, you'll have Satan's child. That's what happened in the book of Genesis, and the Bible said they were giants. And they produced a super race. Listen, are you listening to me? They're wanting to have sexual relations with aliens and extraterrestrials and superhuman men, women. Have you noticed nowadays that about 3/4 of the separations and divorces you hear, it's always the woman running off and leaving her husband nowadays? Have you noticed that? Watch this. One eye. Pyramid. Pyramid. One eye. All see an eye right on the floor of the cartoon. Disney, Gravity Falls. The Eye of Horus. The all see an eye inside the Zodiac calendar. Isn't that something?
Now I have to find out who would want
me. You know a Spider-Man picture, there's a lot of those aliens are pictured with no mouth or no nose. They're a hybrid. A mixture between a human and a demon.
Our Zodiac.
And I am Scorpio.
Tyrannical.
They're getting you ready for the great tribulation period that I read about in Revelation 13 a minute ago.
The new masters of the universe.
Masters of the universe.
Well, I gotta tell you, buddy, Nick Fury is gonna put you in some serious time.
See the reptile look? That's a snake. Like Satan come to Eve in the Garden of Eden. And the Bible said he beguiled her. You know what the word beguile means? Seduce. Look at the little demon here on his shoulder with one eye.
Only believe something when you see it with your own eye. And even then, don't believe it.
Isn't that weird? Man, we've come a long way from Bugs Bunny. Tom and Jerry. Look at the UFOs in the sky there. How they put that in there for? Why'd they put that in there for? For kids. Getting them ready. Getting them ready. Watch this. Coming out of the pyramid. The pyramid's the center of town. But the capstone is missing. That's why it's like that on the dollar bill. Like that big one over in Egypt. All they're waiting on. The world tonight is waiting on the Antichrist to come and fix the problems of this world. And they're ready to receive him tonight when he shows up. Look here. Hack man, hack monster. My babysitter's a vampire. That's good entertainment for our young minds. A vampire. A vampire is a part human, part kind of monster type of a person. It's a devil mixing with human beings. See the pyramid. Now watch this tonight.
I was different. There weren't.
Now don't you look at this fellow right here, or whatever it is. I'm not sure exactly what that is. This man has supernatural powers. He's on America Got Talent. And they let him on there, but this guy don't have talent. What he does goes far beyond talent. For he levitates in real life. And you're going to see what they had him on doing. Listen to his testimony.
A lot of children where I lived, so I spent a lot of time playing by myself. I would go on imaginary adventures. I was battling pirates and climbing mountains. I do live on a short bus.
Listen to this.
That's where I stay.
That's where he lives, in Las Vegas.
When I'm in Tucson, Arizona, my home.
You can't do that with just one hand on a stick.
I feel like now, because people loved my first time.
There's something that ain't right about that. Watch how they reacted to it on America's Got Talent.
That I have so many.
Now they had him back. And this time, you're going to see him as he actually has the devil. You ever seen people in movies that get demon-possessed and stuff? And all that? Well, that's the way it works in real life. It's real. And watch what happens when he does this. They can't explain it.
Supporters across the country. I feel so much love. I want to touch.
He ain't going to touch me, man. He ain't going to touch me to you. He said, I want to touch as many people as I can. Just stay right over there where you're at. Hey, man, I ain't kidding you. I don't want none of that satanic energy coming through him into me. I don't want no devil on me. I don't want no devil in me.
Connection with as many people as possible. Tonight, I'm going to attempt to physically alter the matter in my body. This is extremely dangerous, but anything is possible. If you really put your mind to it.
He said, this is extremely dangerous, what I'm going to do. But watch him put... He said, if you put... Your mind has power over the universe. They call him Special Head. Now, this is on national TV. Everybody in America sitting there sucking it up like they got good sense. Watch the pyramids all around him. This ain't no accident. This ain't no coincidence. There's a reason. There's a reason behind this.
Because we are human.
He's the capstone of that pyramid, the missing piece.
We all have special heads. Our intelligence allows us.
Listen, would you trust a guy that talks like that? Good night. He has the eye of Horus, the all-seeing eye. Did you know they're now saying that a lot of people possess a third eye right here, and they can do business deals, and they can do all kinds of stuff through that third eye that they're seeing through there right now? For you that think this is cool, you're showing your ignorance. This ain't cool, buddy. This ain't cool. You can call me old-fashioned chicken, whatever you want. You start messing around with superpowers like that, that's when I'm checking out, man. I'm checking out. You can have it. You'll see him as he gets possessed.
To be masters of our universe.
Here he goes. Here he goes. Here he goes. See the Egyptian god? Find him. Here he goes. Bows down to Satan. Those Egyptian gods that fought Moses, that threw down their serpent, or the rod turned into a serpent, they're still alive now. They're still alive now. Except they're on America's Got Talent. And America swallows it up like it's entertainment. Listen to him as he gets possessed. Look at his eyes. You tell me that's just entertainment. You say, oh, it's fake. Even if it's fake, what's it teaching? If it is fake, what's it teaching our kids? He disappears. Disappears. No stupid Howard Stern them sat there like I got good sense. Listen. You can't get more close to the devil than somebody like Howard Stern and them people like that. That's a wicked, evil spirit in that place. And the devil's smart. He ain't going to come and say, boo, I'm a devil, I'm going to take you to hell. He come with something funny, something that looks good, sounds good. Look at that. He appears outside on the marquee. Outside the building.
That's impressive.
How the Illuminati runs Hollywood. They go, by the way, they go this. They're not stupid. They'll form a small investment corporation that funds movies and ideas that they like. Then they publicly, why they're not doing this, hiring actors to produce or push their agenda. You want to see it? Notice half of these movies come out before September 11th when the Twin Towers were hit. Before it ever happened. This one in 2006. See the all-seeing eye in the pyramid on his shirt. Why would he draw that? What's the purpose in that? Why not a picture of his kid? See, the Grand Masonic Lodge. The Masonic Lodge. Always been hooked up with the same outfit. 1995. See the all-seeing eye? Lordy mercy, that was 18 years ago. Look at that. You see that crash and burn on those big buildings? Crash and burn. Cab. C-A-B. Cab. Crash and burn. Watch it. There's the eye of Horus. Look that up on the internet. See on the side of that thing I've driven by that ghost? C-A-B. Crash and burn. Notice the all-seeing eye. There's the devil. That's the satanic symbol. 2006. 1990. Way back yonder. The all-seeing eye. The pyramid. See the all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye. That was in 1979. Ladies and gentlemen. Look at the pyramid. Look at the pyramid. Look at the all-seeing eye. Look at the pyramid. Look at the all-seeing eye. Watch this right here. This was in 1991. 10 years before it ever happened. Look. Look at that. Just an accident. Look at that. This was in 1993. You say you believe there's a conspiracy? Of course I do. The devil, the conspirator, has been planning all these things for years and years and years. Watch it.
Act of destruction since the World Trade Center bombing.
9-1-1. 98 in the Godzilla movie. Talking about the World Trade Center bombing. Trading Places. Gremlins back in 1990. 9/11. Watch this plane in the year 2000. Been right around there to it.
With a female underage in a motel by the Dallas police.
1996.
11, 1960.
September the 11th. Look at that sign on the Simpsons. You reckon that's an accident? That was in 1997. Weird, huh? Grand Masonic Lodge, Emlyn. Masonic Lodge, Emlyn. The all-seeing eye up above the pyramid. The missing link. All that's missing is the Antichrist. All that's missing is the arrival of the devil in the flesh to take over this world. That's all that's missing. This was in the year 2000. The all-seeing eye. My, isn't that something? Mystery Man. 1996. 2001 from hell. That's exactly where it's from, by the way. Masters of Disguise, 2002. Look at that, 2005, 1977. The All-Seeing Eye, National Treasure, 2004. You don't think somebody's controlling Hollywood? Look at that eye over top of that pyramid. Like one big devil looking over it.
Before us, the opportunity to forge.
Listen to this.
Ourselves and for future generations, a new world order.
A new world order.
For the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
I think the new world order is emerging.
Then really,
we needed a new world order.
That was crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah, well, when Geithner,
it's happening.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency.
He said our leaders say that we're open to the idea of a global currency. We've been preaching that for 30 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for
That's
years.
Right.
You're not wrong.
Ozzy Osbourne says, Satan's sitting there, he's smiling. Watch this. Jack Black prays on national TV with the MTV Video Awards, laughing, and everybody gives a satanic sign and prays to the devil.
All right. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, Hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just wanted to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How was that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
And they call it the Den of Thieves on MTV. He said, "Dear Dark Lord Satan, grant the music industry success." You say, he's just joking. That's a funny thing to joke about. That's a funny thing to joke about. I think your problem is you just like that stuff and you're making excuses for it. I think that's what your problem is. You like dirty music because you got a dirty heart and you're trying to make excuses for it. That's your problem. That ain't mine. Get your heart right, brother, and you won't want to listen to something that brings shame and honor, dishonor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at here. Katy Perry sings this song, and the whole song is about a devil coming to be her lover, and they have a child together. He's an extraterrestrial. Do you think that's an accident? Do you think that's an accident? Listen. Could you be the devil? See, they say don't listen. You're not like the others. That's as wicked as you can possibly get, people. He's making love with a devil. Lead me to the light. She says, "I want to be a victim. I'm ready for abduction." And that's what they're going to say is going to happen when the rapture comes. They're going to say that UFOs took us out of here and abducted us. Here's Katy Perry, one of the most popular singers in the world, asking for an alien to come and pick her up. And the teenagers in America are following. Well, there's their child. See the big eyes? What's happening, boys and girls? I sold my soul to rock and roll, and I let my demons take control. Here's where it's going to wind up. There's teenagers tonight in hell. There's boys and girls your age tonight in hell. There's kids that went out to party tonight, got a hold of some bad drugs, and it killed. Listen, some of you sitting here tonight, you've got a mom and daddy praying for you. You've got somebody trying to help you live right. You ought to thank God for them. Don't fuss and fight with your mama. If she says don't go, say I ain't going to go. I want to cooperate. I want to do right. You ought to make up your mind tonight, kids. Any little old sissy can follow the devil. Make up your mind. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to do right. I'm going to do right. Because here's where it's all winding up. In hell, with people screaming and burning. Could you stand the pain? Could you put your faith in Jesus when you're burning in the flames? It's too late. Could you stand the torture? Could you stand the pain? Could you put your faith in Jesus when you're burning in the flame? It's too late when you're burning in the flame. Tonight I want to tell you the greatest story ever told. And the greatest story ever told tells about a man who went up on an old hill and they beat him and mocked him and made fun of him. Listen, Marilyn Manson ain't worth shooting compared to this man. Lady Gaga, I love Ozzy Osbourne, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears. I mean, brother, it doesn't matter who it is. I'm not any of them people. They don't realize that Jesus died for every sin they've ever committed. Jesus died for every sin you've ever committed. Brother, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. He loved us enough. He loved us enough to bear the old rugged cross. Thank God He loved us enough to care. Thank God tonight. I'm glad tonight that He loved me enough to get down on the cross. And brother, they put nails in His hands. They put nails in His feet for everything I've ever done wrong. Every cuss word you've ever said, every lie you've ever told. They beat Jesus and mocked Him. You know what they've done? They put the crown of thorns on His head. They kicked Him. They spit on His face. You know why? So me and you can be saved. So me and you wouldn't have to go to hell. I'm glad, thank God. Look at that. They bloodied His body. That's why they hate the devil, hates Him. That's why the devil hates Him. He paid for our sins tonight. That's what church is all about. That's why we ought to love Him. That's why we ought to serve Him. That's why we ought to go to school and say, I'll stand up for Jesus. Let them laugh, kids. You'll get a reward in heaven. Let them make fun of you. Thank God it'll be worth it all one day when we see the King face to face. It'll be worth it when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll be worth it when we see Him on His throne. It'll be worth it when He comes and gets us on the cross one day. He died for my sins. Well, glory to God. I'm glad for that tonight. I'm glad He paid the price. I'm glad He paid the price. Every cuss word I've ever said, everything I've ever done wrong, everything I've ever done that was wicked, the Lord died for my sins, and He died for your sins. You know what I'd do? You know what I'd do? I'd say, you know what? I've got an opportunity to live for Jesus. I've only got one life, and I'm going to make it count tonight. I'm going to make it count tonight. If you've been cold, if you've been backslid, mamas and daddies, it'd be a good time to get in this altar and get your heart right. If you've been backslid on God, it'd be a good time to make a fresh start. It'd be a good time to get saved. If you're not saved, it'd be a great time to get saved. Why don't you come and let the Lord help you tonight? Why don't you just come and say, Lord, I'm ready to live for You. I'll do what You want me to do. I'll do what You want me to do, Jesus. I'll serve You. Give me one little light back there overhead. Overhead, Brother Ron, just one. Just get out of your seat and let's do business with God tonight. Some of you soul winners, come pray with these kids tonight. That's right. Come on. Come on. Amen. Come on. Come on. Let's obey God tonight. Let's go. Come on. Let's move. Let's let God help us tonight. Come on. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad God's got something better for us. Come on, boys. That's right. Some of y'all pray with these girls up here. Some of you ladies pray with these girls. Some of you ladies pray with these.